This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get some energy into Thursday. The Ides of September are upon us, the 15th of the month, halfway through yet another month, achieving great things. Hopefully that's what you can say about your life. You're achieving great things with your life. There are a lot of people in this country who are doing a lot of great things, and they seem to find things in common with other listeners to this program, acknowledging American Forces Radio Network listeners and the great things that they are doing. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden in this hour of in-depth conversation. For those of you who are listening and only listen in this hour, this is not a typical hour of the Good Day program. It's another hour, an hour that, well, we sort of separate out. There's a lot of different things going on in this broadcast because it lasts for 6 hours a day. And so in this hour, I like to take three or four or five different things and sort of expand upon them with my opinions and certainly solicit yours. Twitter at DJV Show has a constant conversation going on. All the social media does, actually. Facebook.com/DJV Show. The health of our nation, the health of our leaders, the focus on Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, perhaps there ought to be that much conversation or ought to be that much focus on Gary Johnson as well and his health and well-being. But that's not really the focus, because the two characters who are leading, and I do mean characters, the Donald Trump Dr. Oz show. This is very interesting. Trump appears today with Dr. Oz to discuss his health and his plan for America's health in the promo that is airing now on the Fox stations that carry Dr. Oz, who is probably, I would say, Richie, wouldn't you say he was the most popular of all the on-air doctors?
Oh, in terms of television? By far.
Sure. I think he does a radio commentary as well on some stations.
I was thinking about you yesterday when I heard news coverage of this and people trying to diminish his
Oz.
Yeah.
Anybody who diminishes him is stupid.
Ryan, I knew that you would jump onto that because he promotes products that aren't proven safe, because he promotes products that don't run through the
FDA,
right.
Yeah, right. MOUSA. Anyway, I'll have my conversation with Dr. Ken Kronos later on when it comes to that. You can catch all of the bits and pieces. There's something I meant to say before. When you listen around, you can listen to DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNDigital.com, GCN.com. Let's see, TuneIn Radio,
Stitcher,
Blog Talk Radio has all the
Talkstream Live.
You'll find the hours. Just mess around. A lot of people listen maybe in the car on their way to work or on their home-bound journey from work. You want to do that. But if you want more, people find this entertaining any time of the day. So help yourself. You'll listen to different conversations, and one of them today will be Dr. Ken Kronos discussing the Dr. Oz interview. We'll have Dr. Ken discuss Donald Trump's health and Hillary Clinton's health. Hillary, by the way, returning to the campaign trail today after the pneumonia. She responded with a letter from her doctor. It's like, Going back to school. Here's why I was. Yeah. That's why I was absent from school. Wants to have transparency with her health. They did not respond well when this thing first got started and gave people more cause to think that she wasn't trustworthy. But the doctor says she is fit to serve as president and recovering well from her illness. The letter details the medications that she's on, her cholesterol level, other results from her physical. And so then Donald Trump steps up and releases his physical. And the information is very thorough. Apparently, it's the whole Megillah, everything.
To Dr. Oz.
Yeah, he gives it all to Oz. So here's sort of the story behind the story. This is the, wow, listen to this portion of the program.
If your health is as strong as it seems from your review of systems, why not share your medical records? Why not?
Well, I have really no problem in doing it. I have it right here. I mean, should I do it? I don't care. Should I do it? It's two letters. One is the report, and the other is from Lenox Hill Hospital.
May I see them?
Saying, yeah, sure.
So these are the reports. This
those,
is from
those were all the tests that were just done last week.
Huh. There you go.
And apparently his staff didn't know that he was going to do that.
No. The exam was done by Dr. Harold Bornstein. Some people, the people who don't like Oz wouldn't like this guy either. Because he is supposedly eccentric. Well, we could say that about Dr. Jack Stockwell. And, in fact, you can say that about Dr. Ken Cronos, the two doctors that are associated with this program, who have entirely different points of view on the whole issue of how to maintain your health and well-being. Trump admitted to Oz that he does not exercise regularly. He wants to lose 15 pounds. See, didn't I say that yesterday or the day before that Trump doesn't appear to me, even though he looks healthy, I don't think he's an exerciser.
His plays golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know of
exercise.
Yeah, sure it is.
Nah, not if you get in a cart and go from one hole to the other.
You ever play golf?
A couple of times, nothing serious. My father was a great golfer.
And so was mine. He walked all the time, yeah.
Yeah, well, my father did too. But most of the people that I know who like to impress people with their numbers, get in a cart and go from, well, look at the president and all these other people that play that are well-known. You see them walking from hole to hole?
No, but the president's in good shape.
Yeah. Well, that's because he smokes. He keeps his weight down. Trump admitted to Oz also that his cholesterol level is in normal range. He was on a statin drug. There's a whole can of worms there. Where's my report on statins? There's a report on statin drugs out yesterday showing that they're worthless. Aren't worth, they absolutely don't do a damn thing. So one wonders about, as a matter of fact, let's pause for a minute. Let me dig into that report on the air. That's something that's worth some of our time. It's 14 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetablock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetablock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetablock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetablock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Okay, so the three major studies to spend a little bit of time on this lowering cholesterol with statins controversy, the most profitable drug for big pharma are statins. Huge study published in The Lancet last week suggests that the use of this outweighs the benefits of it. And there are a lot of focus on cholesterol drugs. 15 million Americans, Richie, are prescribed statins.
Wow.
And this study done by a group of international researchers suggests that the stuff of bad... We talk about good cholesterol and bad cholesterol, but this is something that Jack Stockwell says all the time. This is all nonsense. 92% of people with high cholesterol actually live longer. Maintaining good heart health is not through medications, but through healthy lifestyles. Exercise, 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 especially in older people. This has huge implications. What I tell you was the biggest thing. They make $140 billion a year selling statin drugs.
Jeez. Why change anything there?
Yeah, no, I don't want to help yourself to that deal. Also in the health department today is a new report suggesting that a lot of us, are not taking our blood pressure medications. That is, this whole business about statins, we buy them, but we don't take them. Listen to this.
Millions of American adults aren't taking their blood pressure medication as directed, and it's putting them at risk for dangerous health complications. According to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 5 million Medicare Part D patients aged 65 and older are skipping doses of their meds or not taking them at all. And not keeping your blood pressure in check could lead to some pretty serious issues like heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and even early death. CDC Director Tom Frieden called the findings troubling and told reporters there's a reason hypertension is called the silent killer. It's unclear exactly why patients aren't using their blood pressure medications properly, but the report says multiple factors are most likely to blame, including complex pill regimens and unpleasant side effects. And that's why the CDC is calling on doctors and healthcare providers to do more to help their older patients stick to their high blood pressure treatment plans, like simplifying their medication regimens.
All right. So there you go. Some serious food for thought about your health and well-being, Donald Trump's health and well-being, Hillary Clinton's medical records and her health and well-being. So you got that to think about. In the next half hour, the Pope talks about killing in the name of God. 21 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
The
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Free as the wind blows.
I never thought I'd say this, but I actually want to hear Kid Rock sing that.
Excuse me? What, you want to hear him sing what I just sang?
No, I want to hear him sing anything else except...
Oh, that's so. All right, so Kid Rock was performing in Boston over the weekend, and he, as long as we're going to be having this fetish about Colin Copernicus, Mr. Kid Rock has some thoughts, or actually he had action in mind.
The people who got that audio were obviously from anyone on a cell phone, and you can hear all of them afterwards going, "Send me that, dude. I'm going to post that."
Yeah. All right. The Kid Rock yells out while performing Born Free, F. Colin Copernicus, or whatever it is. Copernicus. So, the heat continues. I don't know anything about Kid Rock's politics.
Do you know? Right. He's
is
very
he right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like, what's his face from Hawaii? We had on, what's that guy's name?
From
that we
Hawaii.
Had on? He's, we had a bunch of people. There are three or four.
Don Ho.
Not exactly a rocker, Richie, but thanks. That's pretty funny. No, who's the guy? Is Sam?
Oh yeah, that guy. So anyway,
okay. The guy that did the promo for me. When I get up in the morning, I don't get up early in the morning very often, but when I do get up in the morning, I listen to Doug Steffen.
That was Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, he's in Cabo.
Yeah, he's on the ocean.
And I don't know what Sammy's politics are, though, actually. But Kid Rock is definitely right.
All right, but who's the other one that you have around the right-wingers there in Washington all the time?
Well, I mean, most people, when they think of the right-wingers, they think of and rock and roll, they think of Ted Nugent.
Nugent.
Yeah, he's
a
little...
guy.
He's off the deep end, but he's still funny.
He's
Nugent
the
was the one who, when he came on this show, Victoria, I told Ted Nugent that Doug was a vegetarian just to wind him up. And the Nuge was like, well, that's okay. That's all I eat is vegetarians.
Oh, my God.
All right, next up in the musical news department, Miley Cyrus on the cover of Elle magazine for October, opening up about her new stint on The Voice. She wants Britney Spears to be happy and why she never will walk on the red carpet again. She discusses her decision to no longer participate in red carpets after walking the red carpet for the premiere of A Very Merry Christmas last year. She decided it would be her last. I thought she was kind of a creepy, crummy kid.
Isn't she? I love Miley. I think she's... Yeah, yeah, I really do.
She's really kind of gross, though. Crude. Is she crude?
Yes. It depends on what your definition of crude is.
So what do you like about her? Why do you like her?
Well, I think she's incredibly talented, first of all. She's got a voice that every time you hear her sing, you're reminded of, oh, wow, that's right, Miley can really sing. And I think she's going to be a fabulous addition to The Voice when that starts up on Monday. Yeah. And I love, you know, she started the Happy Hippie Foundation. She has helped so many homeless teens.
Really?
Most of them are in the LGBTQ community. She's provided shelter and raised awareness. She's done so much more than, like, stick her tongue out. And unfortunately, that's what people think of her. But I'm a huge, huge fan of Miley's.
All right. Well, I'm glad this is one of you here anyway. Good to have a balance. 28 past the hour.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
34 after the hour. Be positive. What are the things you intend to do today? Something to ask yourself as you get yourself into a routine. Most people have a daily routine. I've upset Riches. I didn't actually. Kara upset her because she broke her leg. So Richie's here for a month or so. Kara's leg gets better so she can get back to the controls. Meanwhile, what are you doing in your life to control it so that it is better? The presence of Bernie Sanders out in the pipeline protest line. There are a lot of people around the country now. This has been one of the most outrageous examples of the news media not doing its job. Whatever you think the job of the news media is, you'd think if it's called the news media, it ought to be involved in the news. What a concept. No. Well, actually, some of this stuff is getting hard to avoid now because yesterday at the White House, there were 3,500 people outside the White House protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline, and the leader of the protest was Senator Bernie Sanders. Since losing the Democratic nomination, I don't think too many people have seen much of Bernie, but now he's back in the public eye. He, in fact, was the featured speaker at the protest yesterday. Stop the pipeline. Respect Native American rights. And let us move forward to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel. That was basically his message. Okay, so let's pull that apart a little bit. There are, 43 pipelines here, there, and everywhere across our country now? Most people don't realize that. You can Google pipelines in America and see where all the pipelines are. Look at them. They're all over the place. So why not this one? Well, because of where it has been engineered. It goes right across the water supply for this area of Native American tribes. So why would you? The only reason they did it is because they thought they could get away with it. That's all. I mean, as far as fossil fuel is concerned, that's an old, we've heard that forever. And yeah, we need to get away from fossil fuel, but it's not going to happen. There'll always be some. I can not imagine that there'd be a time when we would use no fossil fuels. It certainly isn't going to happen in our lifetime. But anyway, this particular project runs right through the Missouri River, right through it. I don't know of any other pipeline anywhere. Maybe, Richie, if you're looking at that list of pipelines, I don't know if any other pipeline goes through a river. You go around them, under them, but they don't go through the river.
Look.
This is a $4 billion project, and the Standing Rock Tribe says the pipeline will ruin its water. I think they're more concerned, or as concerned, about their sacred sites than they are about the water. And we respect everybody else's. Good God, look at all these places that the federal government has taken over because they are important to this group or that group. Department of Justice stopped construction of the pipeline after a lot of noise on radio programs like this. Now the U.S. Army, the Army Corps of Engineers, is reviewing the project. So how come they didn't do that to begin with, would be my question. Why? That until somebody makes a lot of noise that they do anything. That's pretty much the way the federal government, state government, and local government works, you know. They don't usually investigate anything or anybody until someone complains about it. And then they, we have to investigate. And then you can never find out who the complainers are. Oftentimes, it's just neighbors, if it's local, who don't like their neighbors, ratting on them and creating a scene or a problem that doesn't necessarily need to exist. At any rate. That's my read on what happened in Washington yesterday. Now my read on what happened in Rome yesterday when the Pope urged religious leaders around the world to preach that killing in the name of God is satanic. It sure is. It's worse than that. The Pope added that he would like all religions to teach against killing in the name of God. Obviously he's pointing at the Muslim religion. Do they? I suppose the other way of turning it around, do they teach that we ought to kill in the name of God? There are some people who believe in the Muslim theory, or so they say, that the Quran teaches you have to kill all infidel. But I've never had anybody come up to me and say, look, here it is in the Quran right there. It says, kill all infidels. I'm not sure that it says that. Somebody will call 888-302-3684.
It's interpretation. Everybody
it
reads
is, of course
a,
it is.
A sentence or a passage.
Right. Yep.
And they read it differently. And
yep. Same can be said for the Bible.
Same can be said for the dictionary.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Or what you see online, of course. Yes. Anyway, there was a mass in Rome yesterday devoted to the French priest who was killed by the terrorists in July. The Pope declared Jacques Hamal a martyr for refusing to renounce his faith before he got killed. The Pope indicated that Hamal could be on track for sainthood because of his actions. All right? So, anyway, That's it.
By the way, I'm looking at maps of pipelines that run through the United States.
Right. How many did you come up with?
I can't count that high. I don't see how there wouldn't be one running through several rivers.
Mm-hmm.
As many as there are here between crude, NGL, refined, CO something, number 83.
Whatever.
There's got to be 50.
Yeah.
So, and there is between Ohio and the East Coast.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
There isn't anywhere that doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
From Ohio west, it's a little bit more sparse. Once you get into like Nevada, I don't see any. Oregon, you barely see it. But you know, other than that, they are everywhere.
Everywhere. Yep. And some people say it's that sort of thing that's killing our natural resources in general. And to that end, there's a report out this week. A lot of people probably haven't heard about the Great Barrier Reef supposedly dying. The Great Barrier Reef, Australia, magnificent beauty. But is it dying? Tourists from all over the world are rushing this year to see it because they say that it's going away. 70% of the people who visited the reef this year said they went there to see it before it's all gone. Half of the reef's coral has vanished over the past 30 years because of warming ocean temperatures, because of the use of fossil fuel, so they say, and that's part of it, but global warming is happening because there are changes in the planet. That's it. The two of them put together. So the coral bleaching that's going on this year is the worst that they in recorded history anyway. 90% of the reef has been affected by this. Australian government is trying to do what it can because, in fact, all these people going to the reef is part of what's contributing to it dissipating because of all of the... think about it, how they get out there. They get out there in boats. Well, how do the boats power themselves? Hello? Anyway, last chance tourism happens all the time at vanishing destinations. Galapagos Island's a good example of that. And that's why I say the situation is even worse, because there are so many people going out to see these things. The vicious cycle. Tourists go to see the destination before it disappears, but in doing that, they contribute to its demise. The impact of tourism there actually overwhelmingly taking these sites apart bit by bit. Anyway, so there's some video floating around. You can check it out on YouTube, I'm sure. Just Google Great Barrier Reef if you want to see what's going on. It is a good place to go for a trip, I think. It's a beautiful area. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Senior Agronomy Sciences Manager Paul Carter to discuss optimizing corn planting populations.
Paul, right before harvest is a really good time to walk fields and check for plant population outcomes. The outcomes of the plant population we established, and first to take a stand count and determine what we have there, if we haven't done that already, and then to count ears and verify how many ears we have on those plants, and then it can also help us look to the future for next year about what we should do in terms of our seeding rates. But when taking a stand count, it's important to first measure out 1/1000th of an acre. That's in an area. That's a really nice round number, and makes for easy math. We have some charts in our on Pioneer.com or on our Agronomy Growing Point app that you can look at that will help you find the right length that's 1/1000th of an acre for your row spacing. There's a crop focus there on corn stand evaluation that can help with that. So that's the first step, and do that in several parts of the field. By early September, enough of the grain fill has occurred that we can tell certainly how many rows of kernels we're going to have on those ears, but also the length or the number of kernels. kernels that we have, we're going to have in each row. We can also see what the tip fill looks like in those kernels. And basically, there's two reasons that we could have kernels that weren't filled. One is if kernels aborted, they were fertilized, but they stopped developing. But from a physiology standpoint, low sugar levels in the plant before, during, and after pollination are often associated with loss of those tip kernels. Probably even more importantly, to look at counting the number of kernels that did develop. There's many cases where we can have some unfilled tip kernels, but still have 35 or more kernels per row, and potential for 220 bushels per acre or higher.
How can growers determine seeding rates?
One of the things that we urge people to do is look at the planting rate estimator. That's on pioneer.com. There's also an app version. But once you've accumulated all the knowledge from observations, from stand counts, use the planting rate estimator to help you dial into some seeding rates that should work well for your hybrids on those fields next year. Your local Pioneer representative would be a really good resource to help you dial into the right seeding rates that you have. Be sure to use that resource, your local Pioneer representative, when you're making those last decisions on what seeding rate to plant for 2017.
Thanks, Paul. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keeps my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
46-7-ish after the hour, yeah. There's a study on violence in our country. We talk about it a lot, especially when we focus on cities like Chicago, Los Angeles. New York's not so violent these days. Washington, very violent place. Wow. And then there are little bits and pieces of things from these polls that show about half the people in our country say they're afraid of becoming a victim to violent crime. But yet the numbers, especially when you get out of the big cities, show that we are much less violent than we used to be. But yet the fears are up. Why is that? Because of the news media. Because of, after, I thought about this on September 11th, all the focus again on the pictures, the terrorism. There's a majority of Americans who report feeling somewhat or very worried about a member of their family or themselves becoming a victim of crime and or terrorism. Concerns have increased about 18 percentage points in the last year. Last year, a third of Americans said they were somewhat worried. Now over half of us worry. Why is that? What else could it be? It's news media covering what people like Donald Trump have to say that make Americans more fearful. Do you think that's true? That's what the stats suggest. And then there's all of the focus on illegal immigrants and the crimes that they commit. I don't know whether the numbers there are up or down, frankly. That'd be a good thing to research. But why would you even want to protect one illegal immigrant who is here committing crimes? Even if you don't want to, if you want to throw everybody out, you certainly want to do something about that, don't you? I would thought you would. And then there's this sort of related, these creepy clowns that have been sighted in the South. There was another group of children in Macon, Georgia. What about those people who are listening in Macon? People dressed in clown masks chasing children on their way to school?
Oh.
Last week when school started up down there, what kind of nut birds are doing? This guy's...
That won't change a kid for the rest of his life. Clowns are freaky enough as they are.
All right. Police chief there says several people have said they've seen these clowns, and as a result, people watching the clowns are getting into accidents, driving up and down the street. These people dressed in clown uniforms.
Run them over.
Yeah, jeepers.
Hit the clown. Bop the clown.
All right. Bop them.
Bop them.
10 minutes for the hour.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And cat soiree here on our overview of what's going on with your best friend. Warren Eckstein is a great friend of this program, a great friend to you if you're a pet lover. You should be listening to his program every weekend. The Pet Show has been on the air for a long time, and if you're a fan, you can check it out at facebook.com/thepetshow. Follow him on Twitter at Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. Bottom line is he really has what it takes and knows, is a student of our relationships, the relationships humans have to dogs. There was a baseball game, Chicago and Cleveland, and they, you probably know this, Warren, they every year Guinness asks some team to host a festival of dogs for one of the games. So last night, 1,224 dogs showed up at this game.
Finally, a good crowd.
Yeah. I just wonder about when. What do you advise people when you bring your dog into something like that? There's lots of commotion. There are a lot of people. Is this really? It's a stunt. But is it really good for the dogs? There's got to be a lot of anxiety to see the people there, the dogs around. I can't imagine it's good for the dog.
As long as you don't buy the dog too many beers, it's absolutely fine. The most important.
dogs.
The most important thing to do is make sure that you have a well-socialized and a well-exposed dog before you take them to a place. Don't take a dog that's been in the backyard for 5 years and then throw him in the middle of a stadium.
You know, it's really amazing how many people are focused on saving dogs. There's a lady here who's rented my stables, has brought five horses in here this week. And she has, I met her dog yesterday for the first time. This dog is a 9-month-old mutt that she, for whatever the reason, got so attached to with some friend of hers down in Georgia who has a setter that, you know, ultimately, I don't know if you saw the posting on my Facebook page, but it was around, I think it was Monday. You guys may have seen it. I hope you saw it. If you didn't, we ought to repost it. A picture taken on Sunday in a kill center with dogs having been euthanized and put in black paper bag, black plastic bags outside of their cages. There's a whole row of them. And you look at that picture and you just think to yourself, what the hell kind of people do that? But on the other side of it is there are too many dogs. People are not responsible for how dogs are let loose to just go roam. And then there are a lot of people that get dogs and they can't handle them. So that's where you get... It's something that I think... the more we talk about it, the better it is. You talk about it on your program all the time, and I don't mean to belabor the point. I just think that it is. It makes me not sleep at night.
Well, I believe. I definitely believe in no kill. I believed in no kill for many, many years. I serve on the board for many organizations that are no kill. You have to put the blame in a lot of different places. The shelters, some of these organizations, the city and county shelters, some are great, some are horrendous. And again, it's the education of the people. It's spay and neuter, spay and neuter. If you spay and neuter, it's not going to be an overpopulation. It's that simple. And adopt dogs. Don't purchase puppies. Adopt a dog from a shelter. And don't forget about the older dogs and older cats at shelters either.
Hi, there's a study out suggesting that dolphins are more polite than humans. Researchers claim to have recorded a pair of dolphins having a conversation. They said the dolphins have a highly developed spoken language, like our language. Apparently, unlike ruder human beings, the dolphins wait for the other person they're having a conversation with to stop talking.
Isn't that like, it's hilarious.
So don't angry dolphin Donald Trump is what they're saying.
I don't know. The study was published. Dolphins speak by creating pulses and whistles. Have you ever had been close to a conversation with a dolphin? What do you
think?
What's your relationship with dolphins? We talk a lot about dogs and cats. What about dolphins?
You know, for years, a lot of people don't know this. I was the creature keeper for the new Mickey Mouse Club, and my Mouseketeers were Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake. I can't look at them now because I knew them when they were like 12 years old.
Really?
But the bottom line is that we used to film that at Disney World in Orlando, where they have the Living Seas. And for several segments, I would spend time in the tank with the dolphins, and there were some sharks and stuff. And the dolphins were amazing. When you're around them, somehow it's an incredible calming feeling. I don't know how to explain it other than there's sharks over there, there's rays over there, and dolphins are big animals. But when you're in the tank with them and they're near you, bumping up against you, there's something very comforting about it. They're kind of creatures sent by God,
sweet.
I believe.
They are, aren't they?
Yes. I swam with a dolphin once, Doug, and its tail, as he was turning around going to get a piece of fish, hit me in the chest.
Oh.
Those things are 110% muscle.
Absolutely.
Strong.
Think of what they're doing all the time in the water.
Exactly.
They're moving, and that's what builds up their strength and their muscles. Same thing happens to swimmers, good swimmers. Michael Phelps, the women that are swimmers. Look at how they are built to stay in the water. All right. Warren Eckstein. Check out PetShow.com and his program every weekend. He's a great friend of this program. It's 59 past the hour.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.